I'm joined on the line by Lauren Collier, Interim Pro Vice Chancellor for Indigenous Strategy and Leadership at the University of Newcastle and Head of Wallatooka Institute to tell us what's happening around the university and also to talk about NAIDOC Week, which is on right now. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Great to have you. Now, we'll start with NAIDOC Week. Can you tell us what it's about and what the theme is for this year?
Yeah, absolutely. So this year is actually the 50th anniversary of NAIDOC Week. So it's a pretty exciting year for the Aboriginal community, this NAIDOC. And look, it's really started historically as a week for the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community, but absolutely all of Australians to recognise and celebrate Aboriginal culture and history. It's the longest continuing history and culture in the entire world. So there's a lot to celebrate a lot happening in community this week.
And what's the theme?
The theme for this year is the next generation, strength, vision and legacy. And that's really important for us that, you know, we do absolutely look to our elders and look to, you know, some of the amazing leaders and people that have, walked the walk and got us to this point in our journey. And so this year we're really thinking about that, but then also the next generation, so our young people, and how, you know, they will carry those that vision into the future to really, you know, concrete our place in Australia.
Well, are there any particular NAIDOC events happening in the community this week that you can tell us about?
There sure are. So people who were lucky enough, yesterday we had the very big march in Newcastle from Civic Park down to the tram sheds, and there was about 10,000 people that came on that march with us yesterday, and some amazing community storeholders, some entertainers. We had Barker singing down there at the foreshore yesterday, so crowd was loving that. But there's also events happening across the Hunter. So there's a family fun day up at Port Stephens on Wednesday. There's some cultural activities and family activities happening over at Maroop Cultural Centre on Wednesday. Look, whatever sort of region or town you're in across the Hunter, there's community events happening, lots of stuff for kids, people of all ages. So, yeah, encourage everyone to just go and see what's on and get out there.
Does the Wallatooka Institute have anything special planned?
So Wallatooka, actually, we do some things on campus, but we really use this week to get out into our communities. So we have stalls set up at all of those community events where our staff actually get that opportunity to go out and just, you know, speak to people in the community, listen to the things that, they want the university to be hearing. It's a good opportunity for us to connect and, keep those relationships really strong with our community. So you'll see us out and about.
Fantastic. Now, apart from NAIDOC Week happening, the University of Newcastle is celebrating its July graduations next week. Can you tell us about that?
We sure are. So it's a big week for the university. It's our July graduations, but it's also the university's 60th anniversary this year. And so we're really taking our graduation ceremony back to its roots this year for that 60th birthday. So the first round of graduations ever held by the University of Newcastle is actually at Newcastle City Hall here in the city. In recognition of that, we're taking our ceremonies back to Town Hall, and we'll have about 1,200 students walking across that stage in those ceremonies next week. So a very big cohort of students that will be, walking across the stage, graduating and celebrating the 60 years of the university.
Well, I believe almost 100 of those students are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students. How does that feel?
Oh, look, it's we're really proud of the work that particularly the Wallatooka Institute has done here at the University of Newcastle. The university is 60 years old, but Wallatooka has been a part of the university for more than 40 years, which is really significant for our community and really significant across the nation. We have the highest number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students in all of the country here studying at the University of Newcastle, which I think is a real testament to the work of the Wallatooka Institute, a testament to the work of, all of those staff that have really built that place up and built up our programs and made our university such an appealing place for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students to come.
Well, it's a magnificent achievement. Hopefully there'll be more graduating next year.
Oh, look, I think we can only do better.
That's right. Strive to achieve more. Now, Lauren Collier, thank you so much for chatting with us today. We wish you all the best with NAIDOC Week and congratulations to everyone who is graduating next week.
No, thank you very much. And, yep, big shout out to all those graduates.